This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The New York Times wrote the following on October 27, 2012, and I quote, "In an article from October 30, 1892, Customs from Halloween, an observance that has come from pagan times, the New York Times described All Hallow Even or Halloween as undoubtedly a relic of pagan times." And I actually have this article here in front of me, which goes into the origin of Halloween in some detail. The article continues, and I quote again, "Druids were accustomed to kindling sacred fires on the eve of November 1, possibly to ward off evil spirits, as in the popular imagination, this has always been considered the high carnival season for witches, fairies, and the immaterial principle in humanity to wander abroad. Supernatural influences prevail, and divination by means of mystic ceremonies is at its highest power then." As a Christian, that is all you need to know to understand why you should not, why you must not participate in Halloween, and why you must not allow your children to participate in Halloween in any manner, shame or form, or shape or form, I should say. Even in Russia, do the Russians have to teach us something when it comes to that? Even in Russia in 2003, Moscow's education department banned Halloween celebrations from the city's schools, citing concerns about rituals of satanically oriented religious sects, and saying it promotes the cult of death. Did you know, my friends, that those who worship Satan, literally worship Satan, consider Halloween as one of the greatest holidays in honor of Satan? The Washington Times wrote on October 28 that children believe that when they put a costume on, that is what they become. And of course, if a child puts on the costume of a witch or a devil, the child believes that, at least for that period of time, that's what he or she is. So it should be rather clear that a Christian must not have anything to do with Halloween celebrations, whether the child goes as a princess or as a witch. The Bible makes very clear, and I like to quote from our free booklet on man's holidays or God's holy days, that the Bible commands us to have nothing to do with the devil or his evil forces of darkness. And then we quote several scriptures, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5. Paul warns us that we must not attempt to partake of the cup of the Lord and of the cup of demons. You find that in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We are also warned not to try to communicate with the dead. Deuteronomy chapter 18 tells us this. Witchcraft in all of its different forms and variations is abominable and sinful. You find that in 1 Samuel chapter 15. You find it in Galatians chapter 5. So the answer should be clear, and still, some, if not many, professing Christians and Christian organizations are trying to tell you that you as a Christian can participate in Halloween celebrations and activities. Here is an article from Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry, which I pulled from the internet. That's what it says. As Christians, there is a lot of debate on whether or not we should participate in Halloween. Is it all right to go trick-or-treating? Can we dress our kids up in costumes on that day? If we do any of this, are we celebrating an evil holiday? Now, they go on to admit the following. It appears that the origins of Halloween are a mixture of old Celtic pagan ritual superstition and early Catholic traditions. What does the Bible say about Halloween? Nothing. But it does speak concerning witches, the occult, and paganism. The Bible definitely speaks negatively about occultic practices, spirits and witches, and condemns not only the practice, but also the people who are involved in it. As Christians, we ought to have nothing to do with the occult. Tarot cards, contacting the dead, seances, lucky charms, etc., are all unbiblical and can harm a Christian's fellowship with God and opens a Christian to demonic oppression. So that should end the story. Unfortunately, those apologetics don't end the story here, because it goes on to say the question still remains. Since there are ancient pagan connections and present occultic connections, what is a Christian to do? Can the Christian celebrate Halloween? The answer is simple. And my answer is no. But that's not their answer. They say yes and no. Yes and no. It goes on. The Christian is not to be involved with or supports the occult, witchcraft, demonism, or any other thing that uplifts the occult. Well, that's exactly what Halloween does. But here comes human rationale, human reasoning, the philosophy of Satan inflicted into the human mind. Because it goes on to say, on the other hand, it isn't wrong to dress up in a costume and go door to door saying trick or treat, provided that the costume isn't demonic. I cannot see anything wrong with this, the author writes. Well, God most certainly does, my friend. It's just fun for the kids. Take a look at the Christmas tree. It was originally an ancient fertility symbol. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what it was. It was used to worship pagan gods. This also goes on to say, yet it has become a representation of Christmas and the place where gifts are placed. Yes, they were placed on December 25 under a tree in honor of a pagan god. And then it says, are the Christians then paying homage to an ancient pagan fertility god? My answer is yes. The author says, not at all. Not at all. They do not consider it pagan. That is meaningless. That's irrelevant whether they consider it pagan or not. If it's pagan, you are supposed to stay away from it. God tells you. It says they are not considering it pagan and are simply joining in a cultural event and giving no honor to anything unscriptural, even though Halloween has pagan origins, because of the freedom in Christ. You and your kids can dress up in costumes and can go door to door and just have fun. Freedom in Christ, my friends. Freedom in Christ doesn't mean you have now the freedom to sin. Freedom in Christ means Christ made you free from sin so that you can now live in righteousness. And righteousness is keeping the commandments of God. If you think you are free to celebrate a day dedicated to Satan, you are still in bondage. You're still in bondage to sin and to Satan and its evil forces. Unfortunately, the Billy Graham organization has the same kind of questionable rationale and reasoning when they say, for some people, this holiday is a time for dress up and candy. It's an opportunity for fun. Others express concern for their child's safety or for the emphasis that it's often made on violence or horror at this time of year. Those who are interested in the right or wrong of the celebration may look at the holiday's origin in the occult and believe it should not be celebrated at all. They are aware that some groups celebrate Halloween as a tribute to Satan. On the other hand, unfortunately, the author goes on to say, others recognize that Halloween, the eve of All Saints Day, is also associated with Martin Luther and the Reformation. They celebrate the religious freedoms won at that time in history. Since each of these perspectives contain truth, it's difficult to know how to respond. It's not difficult at all, because the Reformation has nothing to do with Halloween, and those who keep Halloween don't keep the Reformation. It has nothing to do. It's just mixing apples and oranges. It's deceitful. And so the answer is very clear. It's not difficult to answer at all if you want to abide by what the Bible says. Real briefly, let me just give you a few historical facts as to the origin of Halloween. That's from the Encyclopedia Britannica, 1959, saying this: Halloween was a festival of the dead. The spirits of the departed were believed to visit their kinsmen in search of warmth and good cheer as winter approached. There is little doubt that the Catholic Church sought to eliminate or supplant the Druid festival of the dead by introducing the alternative observance of All Saints' Day on November 1. But it failed to displace a pagan celebration of what was at that time Halloween. By the end of the Middle Ages, the celebration of All Hallows' Eve was an established part of the annual calendar of the Roman Catholic Church. However, after the Reformation, Protestants rejected this feast. Why? Because they understood it to be pagan, along with other important ones such as Christmas and Easter. Why? Because they understood them to be pagan too. They have nothing to do with the birth of Christ. They have nothing to do with the death of Christ. It was a pagan holiday, Christmas as well as Easter, which was then later applied to the birth and death of Christ in order to woo those pagans who kept already those days in honor of their pagan gods, to come into the church to now somehow begin to worship Christ. But God says, don't do that. It's called syncretism. He says, don't look at the pagans, don't look at how they worshiped their gods, and try to now worship me that way. I'm not going to accept that kind of worship, God is telling you. See, we are also told in many articles, if you just want to take the time to look it up, it's very easy to find those facts, by the way. It wasn't difficult for me. It shouldn't be difficult for you if you are really interested. Because we are told that the Celts and the Druids believed that on October 31, the night before their new year, the Lord of Death gathered the souls of the evil dead, and that ghosts, evil spirits, and witches roamed about. Spirits of the dead were believed to rise out of their graves, trying to return to the homes where they formerly lived. Frightened villagers tried to appease them by offering them gifts of fruit and nuts. This is the origin of the present-day trick-or-treat. That's where that comes from. A total pagan custom to appease the souls of the dead. Masks were worn to hide oneself from the spirits of the dead or to frighten demons and scare them away. This constitutes the origin of today's custom on Halloween to masquerade as devils, orcs, and other demonic creatures. We are also informed that Jack-o'-lantern, the festival light for Halloween, is the ancient symbol of a damned soul. My friends, how many more facts do you have in order to make the conscious decision not to celebrate Halloween, to have nothing to do with this evil feast, which is dedicated to Satan and his demons? How naive do we want to be in this regard? And don't believe those who tell you there's nothing wrong with it. There's everything wrong with it if you want to believe God. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.